Well, we've made it. Our journey of 5 days through five states has finally brought us here to beautiful New Orleans. And we've been looking, of course, at five big issues and five music genres as well. And when you think New Orleans, you can't really look past jazz. And we've been lucky enough to be invited to the home of Grammy Award-winning jazz trumpeter Irvin Mayfield.
Jazz is to New Orleans what oil is to the Middle East. It's our natural resource. You get accustomed to, oh, I hear music, bands outside, open up the door, run outside and join the parade.
Irvin performed to raise money for Barack Obama's re-election. So how does he feel now the president's approval ratings are, by many estimates, the lowest they've ever been?
I would have to imagine that Barack Obama did not become president of the United States by wanting to get a high grade for a very difficult, extremely complex job.
We've come to Frenchman Street in New Orleans, packed with its bars and its music venues. On one side, I can hear a piano playing in one bar. On the other, I can hear a double bass. And in the distance, I can hear someone playing a trumpet as well. And we've come here to speak to people from New Orleans about how they feel the president's performed in the last 6 years.
I think that some things he's done good on, some things he's done bad. I think American politics tends to be pretty divisive, so we don't get anything done. We're in constant stalemate.
I think a lot of people that supported the Democratic Party were slightly disappointed.
But you know, now a lot of politicians, Democrat politicians, are sort of distancing themselves from him, thinking it might harm them. What do you think about that?
I think it's all politics and they have to, and I think Obama would understand that they have to do that.
You've seen the way politics is working right now.
Yes.
You've seen in the Senate race here, in Senate races all over America,
yes,
the Republicans are using the word Obama almost as an insult.
I have two presidents on my wall. I have pictures with Barack Obama. I have pictures with George W. Bush. I remember back when George Bush was president, all the Democrats had a blast of rolling him out through every issue that possibly could happen, the financial crisis, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, Hurricane Katrina. What do we expect the Republicans to do? Play nice?
But the worry for Democrats is disillusionment will mean their supporters don't go out to vote, potentially leaving a door open for new Republican senators here in Louisiana and elsewhere, and an even rougher ride for President Obama.